Unofficial Mills. What's occurring?
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
The Libertines and Jason Derulo on Radio 1.
You'd hardly know the difference, would you?
You wouldn't.
It's a brave new direction for the Libertines.
As you just said, yeah, they've changed. Hi, Jimmy Carr.
Hi, lovely to be on the show. Can't believe my luck.
It's 4:15, Jimmy is with us. I need to do something official now, though. Before this, I need to close the lines for the BBC Switch Live competition. I've got my kind of X Factor thing. The lines are closed.
Well, you say that so officially now that you're a doctor.
Yeah, that was an interesting day today.
Yeah, so what, you went down to Southampton to get an honorary degree?
Yeah.
Is that like, sort of, that's like a clearing university for celebrities then?
Yeah.
Did you get an honorary degree? If you'd done better in your A-levels, you would have got a better honorary degree.
Yes.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
I stopped at GCSEs, to be honest, so I'm grateful for anything I can get.
And how does it work? What's the degree in?
Do you would like to see it?
I'd love to see it, yeah. Okay. It's come in a little tube.
Yeah.
It's rolled up. It's like something from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And this...
I didn't really understand it.
I don't understand it either. See if you can make...
Doctor of Arts.
Yeah, but what's all the other stuff mean?
The Dark Arts.
That paragraph's quite...
What's eminence and by attainment was duly admitted to the honorary degree of Doctor of Arts?
What I think it is I think it's quite a cheap piece of paper, and they've tried to make it more valuable by putting some big words on it.
It sounds to me like they wanted to meet you, and they said, we will give you a piece of paper if you make the trip.
Yeah, so I did.
That's worked very well, hasn't it?
Wasn't it because you kicked off because Craig David had got one and you hadn't?
No, I didn't kick off about that. No way. He was last year's...
Well, just from the tone of that, I can tell you definitely did kick off.
No, I didn't. Jimmy, I did not.
Also, when you say kicked off, also, Scott Mills doesn't kick off. What he does is has a hissy fit.
Yes.
We're in show business now.
Darling.
There'll be no kicking off.
The lines are closed for the Switch competition. We'll take some calls in a minute and see if we can get you there on Sunday.
I'd heard a few rumours from people that you actually thanked the wrong place today.
No, I didn't.
Oh, right, okay.
Who did you thank?
Maybe...
I thought you thanked the wrong university.
I started to say Southampton University, and they went to Southampton Solent University, which is entirely... They get very funny about it. It's an entirely different university.
It's better than when you forgot the man's name and you just went, your man over there.
Southampton Solvent.
Solent.
Not Solvent.
Not Southampton Solvent University.
Because no offence to the fine, fine academics at work in Southampton Solvent University. But you know some universities were always universities, and some universities used to be polytechnics. That sounds like one that used to be a 24-hour garage.
Yeah.
And they got like the wrong delivery one morning and went, do you know what? Let's try and make things happen. Let's get a grant from the government. We'll stop selling milk.
Also, do you watch Spooks? Because we're just talking about this now.
I've never seen an episode because of my... it brings back too many painful memories of my previous life. I can't talk about it.
Really?
It's about spies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it or something?
Mm.
Is it on BBC? Mm. Is it? I don't know. Is it good?
Yeah.
It feels like it's a secret. Why aren't you telling me?
We're all in on it.
It sounds good, but I tend to work nights, so I don't... I don't know, I've never seen it, man. I don't know.
I need to clear something up with you. It's something which has been very controversial in the last couple of weeks. Jedward.
Jedward. What,
any idea?
The new Bros?
Yeah. Or against? You don't watch X Factor either, do you?
I don't watch X Factor, but I think X Factor you don't need to watch to be aware of it. It's such a hugely important cultural thing. I read somewhere Simon Cowell spends £500,000 every year purely on his own personal security. That's an extraordinary amount of money to spend on personal security. Yeah. Has he not considered being nicer? Has he not considered not spending every Saturday afternoon killing people's dreams?
It would be cheaper.
It's just a thought. Just, you know, save a few quid. There's a credit crunch on. We're all feeling it. Also, you could be a nicer human being. How's that?
Yeah. Less security. I know you've just done Jonathan Ross, haven't you?
I did it last night. It's on this Friday with Serena Williams and Robbie Williams, brother and sister. So that was nice.
Wow, that's really nice.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie was amazing. He did like six songs at the end. So they did that thing where there's two songs on the show
and then he pressed
the red button and he did loads.
Right.
He did some amazing stuff, yeah.
Was he nice to you?
Yeah, he was lovely. He was
very nice man.
Yeah, really nice guy. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Was Serena nice to you?
Yeah, she's very nice. She served at me. It was pretty good.
Was she?
It was a little bit sexy. I liked it.
I mean, let's not pretend this is an exclusive interview. You are doing the rounds a little bit at the moment, Jimmy.
I like to get out there once in a while. Often that coincides with a DVD release.
Yeah.
Really? I guess there's the new DVD in the shops now. You're interested. Imagine that. It's Christmas. Everyone's... You know what? It's everyone's doing interviews.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking the other day about We'll come back to Jonathan Ross in a minute because I want to ask you about that weird green room. We're talking the other day about things that you get for Christmas that you wouldn't necessarily buy for yourself.
For instance?
That you wouldn't buy for yourself.
Yeah, but you get given it. Because it's kind of on the counter as someone's buying you that Christmas present. They say, oh, Jimmy would like that, for instance.
This isn't in relation to your DVD,
Okay, no, yeah, sure. This is not an accidental purchase.
For instance, that okay. book, you wouldn't buy it for yourself. I mean, but if you received it, you'd be like, oh, thanks very much. It's a bit of a stocking filler.
Yeah, it is kind of a... Yeah, that well, a stocking filler, I don't think is a good thing to call that particular book. It's called It Looks Like... and then a word I can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
Have you not got your boying effect?
It's a... It looks like a...
There we are.
Yeah, but it's
various
they're quite funny.
Like yeah, quite good.
Oh yeah, there's kind of there's vegetables and rocks and, and things. If you like that sort of thing, that is the sort of thing you would like. I think it's weird the accidental purchase market, like for things you're not quite sure. Because I can see why people buy each other DVDs because it's sort of saying we've got the same sense of humour.
Yes,
and I like you, and I would like you to laugh at some jokes, sort of thing.
Yeah,
these I think they're just easy to wrap and near the till.
Yes. For instance, would you buy this for yourself, or would I mean, is it just something someone would give to you for Christmas? The X Factor annual.
The X Factor annual.
People still have annuals?
Is it 1982 already? Annuals used to be for before the internet, when you used to like Blake 7 and you'd go, well, you know, I'd like pictures of the men from Blake 7, but I can't get them. I need an annual.
I need an annual.
I need something to colour in. Wow, this is like
good,
the X Factor annual. It's like a book of broken dreams. One person did quite well, the rest of them...
Yeah, if you look at the back, it really is.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm a huge fan of Steve Brookstein.
Me too.
Brilliant, yeah.
And finally...
No one cleans a car like him. Pimp Your Pet.
Wouldn't buy it for yourself, would you? Wouldn't get it for Christmas.
I tell you what, should we wrap it and give it to Westwood?
Yeah, shall we? Oh, I just saw you saying hi to him.
Yeah,
there.
I'm just saying hello to... Well, I'm not a player hater, I'm a celebrator. So
I know,
just saying hello to the Westwood. Let's give him that.
Sure. He would love that.
This has got four pages on Steve Brookstein.
No, it has not.
It has.
Well, that must be... The X Factor Annual 2010?
Yeah.
I imagine he wrote them, did he?
It's got... Yes. It's got quotes
it's
from
big
Simon.
Pictures, though. It's not much text.
Back to Jonathan Ross. That green room taught me through it because it always looks like there's some quite uncomfortable conversation going on when the camera goes on. It's like, yep, there's so-and-so talking to somebody else.
Well, the weird thing about it is you sort of get talking backstage. Right. So it's obviously, it's three people, and part of the show is they get kind of guests that don't kind of go together. You don't get three comedians on the same show. That'd be crazy. Mm. So you've got a sportswoman, you know, Serena Williams. You've got Robbie Williams, you know, international pop sensation, and my good self. So you start chatting about stuff and talking about things and trainers and forehands and follow through and whatever you're chatting about. And then suddenly there's something, some reference in the show, and everyone goes, panics and goes, oh, hang on, are we on? Are they filming us? I was picking my nose and chatting to Serena Williams.
Oh, so it is quite a kind of general, a nice chat. It's not forced.
No, it's not forced. But you're all chatting away, and then suddenly no one's paying attention to the show and then it cuts back and then Jonathan goes, oh right, and then there's sort of a gag about me or something. I go, hello. Literally didn't follow that, sorry.
You wouldn't have seen this, but I'd like to know what they're giving them in the X Factor green room. Woohoo! Did you see Whitney Houston? Oh my god. You must have heard about it.
Yeah, I heard about Whitney.
What a performance.
Quite something. There was lots of speculation about Robbie when he was on it as well, wasn't there? But I think he was just nervous. He was nervous.
Really
like,
nervous.
Like, properly nervous. The interview's really good on Jonathan Ross.
Is it?
He really sort of opens up.
Yeah.
Sort of talks about kind of his performance anxiety and stuff.
Yeah, he did that, actually. We did a show with him recently for his Electric Proms gig. And,
oh, yeah, that was an amazing gig, wasn't
really
it?
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah. Now, this week also we've been talking about tribute acts. This started off when I found the first, as I'm aware, the first Lady Gaga tribute act.
Lady Gaga tribute act?
Yeah, it's a bit soon.
Are they called the Lady Boys of Bangkok? I'm pretty sure. Sure they are, the Lady Gaga tribute act. And actually, I think they were around first. And you know what? You know what? You go on a Stag weekend, you see one of those shows, it isn't necessarily a Lady Gaga tribute. They're just doing one of her songs as they do the dance. That's fine.
Oh, right. So
also, the other Lady Gaga act, the other tribute that I liked is the one in Silence of the Lambs. You know the tribute to Lady Gaga that the guy does in Silence of the Lambs?
I know the one you mean.
And then he puts the lotion in the basket. It's very good. It's a very good tribute.
Okay, well maybe this one wasn't the first.
Yeah.
But
there is a tribute act to me.
Is there?
Because
you're
saying, yeah.
But comedians don't really have them, do they?
No, Roger Federer. Yeah, he does signings and things. And the other one does a little bit of looky-likey work for me is, you know, Ian Beale's daughter from EastEnders. She does a little bit of looky likey work for me as well. She does.
Oh, she just retells the same jokes.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's on the club circuit. Fine, great. If I can't be there, she'll open a supermarket.
Brilliant. We're with Jimmy Carr, everybody. Are you listening to Radio 1? He's just tucking into his red top. I'm excited about the red tops. Are you?
Well, this is the red coffee cups from Starbucks. And yeah, they don't. Yeah, it's Christmas. The lights have just gone on Oxford Street. I kind of round the country as well. The Christmas lights are on. It feels, yeah. I know, it's pretty good. People are feeling smug about doing their Christmas shopping early.
Yes, they are. It doesn't really feel like Christmas until this happens, though. On the telly. And the days are coming. And the days are coming.
And the days are coming. And the days are coming. Nice. Yeah. Look around. Nice.
Apparently it's not on for a while, though. It's a bit rubbish, isn't it?
It's a little bit rubbish, yeah. Like, sorry, when it started to sparkle that, I thought you were going to turn into a fairy. I thought there was going to be some magic.
No. Is that another one you taped off the telly?
Yes. Can you not the best quality.
No.
I happen to like the amateur feel of this show.
Off the telly and then copied off your iPod.
Yeah. Other beverages are available.
Yeah.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. Scott Mills.
This is just for us to talk over. This is not on some banging new tune.
Right, no, yeah, let's just talk over this. Like we're in a sauna together. Great, sure. Lovely.
Hi, how are you?
I like it, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Good, loving the beat.
Yeah.
Fall to the floor.
Looking
love
good.
It.
Yeah. Now, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
I love Twitter. Love it. Okay, well, you know, because it's that thing of you can talk directly to people. It's almost that thing of you know, the media, you know, come on radio shows and it's great fun, or you talk to the newspapers and do an interview or magazines, but you can talk directly to people just with a little thought, a little something a couple of times a day. It's really, really kind of direct. And also, the messages back, you can just kind of read what people think, immediately.
Yeah, really good.
It's
lovely. Are you kind of person that will tweet, like, twice in a day, or is it more like 200?
Well, on a day like today, when I'm doing a little bit of publicity and coming in here, so just before I came on the show, I tweeted, I'm about to do Scott Mills. And
really?
I got, like, hundreds of messages back going, ask permission first, that'd be the polite thing to do.
Like we have to do with the BBC Switch Live competition, you have to ask permission from your parents on that one. So you do Twitter, what about Facebook on that?
Not on Facebook, just on Twitter. Twitter's the first one that's really worked for me. Because Facebook, it feels like you have to sit down at the computer and do it. Whereas with, you can just do it on the mobile, just on the move.
Yeah. Now we've got a thing called Becky Cam this week, where it's just a live...
So this is in the studio,
in the production office. Here, but in the production office upstairs, there's like a big aerial view camera, which is a streaming live, and also there's one on the kind of soft seating GMTV style area.
Nice.
Where if it would be okay with you, Jimmy, we'd like you to sit and maybe have a little chat with some of the people, Twitter style.
Oh, well, no, I'll do that. Yeah, that'd be fun, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So we're going to get Jimmy up there in a minute. If you log on now to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and look at the Becky Cam, and Jimmy will be up there in a minute.
I'll go and tidy up a bit, and you can go on to Westwood Show on One Extra for a bit while I'm tidying up. Is that all right?
Of course, yes. Yeah? Let's promote my new DVD everywhere.
Yeah, it's out now, isn't it?
It is out now, and there's some tour dates to sell as well. I can't believe it.
Actually, we've had quite a few people coming through on the text saying that Sean's going to go see you in Leeds. Birthday present from
Leeds.
Girlfriend. Someone's going to see you in Blackburn. Loving it.
But I'll be down in Southampton near the Solvent University at some stage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All over.
London, back up in Manchester. I love it, yeah.
Yeah.
All out and about.
And how do you travel? Is it train, or do you go in the back of a van, or how does it work?
I drive myself to most of the gigs, but lots of trains. I'm bad on the train, though. I'm one of the people, I've always got to ask someone else, is it the right train?
Oh, one of those.
You know, thing? And we all know the answer.
It's just a train to Leeds.
And everyone knows the answer. You always go, hope so.
Yeah,
hope so. I've started doing it on planes.
Have you?
Yeah, hope so. Yeah, hope so.
So Jimmy will be on the Becky Cam in a minute. Anything you want to ask him, anything you want to say, just give him a wave. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Thank you so much for coming today.
Hi, great show.
It's a pleasure, thank you.
And thanks for playing TikTok. It's one of my, I mean, that's a big tune, loving it.
You love it, don't you?
Literally joking, never heard it before.
No. It's 5:01, thank you, Jimmy. Time for the news and sport now. Here's Tulip and Mark.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.